Packers 24, Vikings 10. A much better score than the last two time that these two teams got together. There we go. Brian, still excited from the big win. I can barely speak. That's my excuse for this week's program. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joining us on the K-Lines this morning. And you got to be happy. Packers looking pretty dominant in their wild card weekend victory, Brian.
Yeah, the Packers stopped Adrian Peterson. Well, maybe not entirely, but they did a good enough job for the Packers to win, and Joe Webb certainly wasn't the answer for the Vikings at quarterback, so that helped Green Bay as well.
I got a little nervous. I don't know if you're in the same boat as I am, but when I first heard that Ponder was out and Joe Webb was going to play, I actually got more nervous and more concerned. But as we saw, Joe Webb, a good runner, but he can't really throw. I saw somebody tweeting about how effective Joe Webb's breaking ball was on Saturday night.
That's a good one. Christian Ponder really over the last month has played well, and of course in the last regular season game there against the Packers played well. So, I mean, they were able to get the ground production from Adrian Peterson. Now they needed the complement in the passing game. They didn't get that from Joe Webb. So, I mean, when the Vikings became one-dimensional, I mean, it all came about stopping Adrian Peterson. The Packers basically did that, and the defense played well as a result.
You got to be happy offensively for the Packers as well. I thought you'd see Aaron Rodgers really tear up the Vikings secondary in this one. I thought you'd see Cobb and Jones and Jennings with maybe a touchdown each. I did not expect, and I don't think anyone did, John Kuhn, of all people, to have two touchdowns. He is a postseason monster.
I read somewhere that he's the only player in the NFL to score a touchdown in each of these past four postseasons. So that is pretty incredible. I mean, he's the cult hero in Green Bay with the chant of Kuhn every time he touches the ball. And you thought maybe the Packers might get away from running to John Kuhn, especially after his first two times running the ball near the goal line failed. But Mike McCarthy stuck with him, and it chose to be the right choice. And, John Kuhn, the hero.
Yeah, a lot of angry texting between me and some of my friends after that first drive were like, come on, this Kuhn thing is tired, it's old, it's played out. Lo and behold, he scores two touchdowns and eventually leads to Wayne Larrabee's call of the dagger. Also, DeJuan Harris running very strong. What do we have in this kid, Brian? He could really take us some places.
DeJuan Harris, I think, has done an absolutely incredible job. He's different than most Packers running backs you've seen in a while, in that he's small. A lot of times, or at least short. I mean, he's certainly a stocky guy, but he's shorter than usual, quicker than usual when the Packers have gone with taller, more power backs. So he's got that element that he brings, a quickness, and those dump-off passes were absolutely the key to the equation on Saturday against the Vikings. When they played those safeties back, all they just had to do was find them, and he was wide open almost every time and helping to get first downs, and he really is an integral part of this Packers offense now.
Packers winning 24-10 against the Vikings on Saturday night. They'll play the Niners this Saturday. Coverage right here on K107.1 as we talk with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, the first half was pretty exciting. A lot of the things we're talking about happened in the first half. Second half, not so much. Were the Packers struggling on offense, or were they keeping things a little vanilla since they thought they might have this one in the bag and didn't want to show the Niners too much this weekend?
A little bit of both. I mean, certainly there was an effort just to try to run out the clock in the second half. They stayed on the ground a little bit more. You saw Ryan Grant get a lot of carries, and when he gets a lot of carries, they're trying to run out the clock, and they weren't getting those first downs. So, I mean, you would like to see the Packers execute and at least keep the chains moving a little bit. I mean, that being said, I mean, I think Wayne Larrabee threw the dagger like midway through the third quarter. When you saw that Joe Webb wasn't throwing the ball, you know the Vikings weren't making a comeback. So there wasn't really an urgency for the Packers there. But, yeah, I mean, even just, you know, one, two, three extra first downs would have been so much better for them in the second half.
Nice to get a little revenge on the Vikings after last week. The Packers now look to get some revenge for a week one loss to the San Francisco 49ers, but they're going to play this one in San Fran. That again, Saturday night. All the coverage starts right here at 4 o'clock on Saturday at K107.1, the actual kickoff at 7. And Brian, we're going to talk much more about that game with you on Friday, but just some early thoughts for you. Where's your head at as far as how the Packers are going to do this weekend?
I think you have to start with Colin Kaepernick, the 49ers quarterback. They made the move there at midseason to start him. The Packers actually saw him for one play back in week one. They played Colin Kaepernick for one play, and it was a zone, one of those read option plays. And the Packers saw a couple of those against the Vikings last week. This is something new for them, saying that you see more in the game of college football.
Yeah.
So the Packer defense is going to have to prepare for that because they're going to see a whole lot more of it this week against Colin Kaepernick. So that's kind of a new, interesting dynamic and twist.
Might have been a blessing in disguise that you saw a little of that from Joe Webb, although Joe Webb and Colin Kaepernick, two very very different quarterbacks. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joining us. Brian, we will talk to you again on Friday. In the meantime, have a great weekend. We'll check in with you then.
Sounds good. Can't wait to break it down then.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com.